Ray.
Hey, Ray, it's Ruben. How are you?
Good. I think we got... It sounded like you went into a storm.
You know, my my headset just got disconnected, and it's going back. It's flickering back and forth, so I'm just putting you on speaker. I hope I'm not too echoey.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Perfect, perfect. So what I was saying was, with these loans, it's completely your choice of your business. Whatever it is makes you, you know, most comfortable in what you would like to do. But often what we see is a customer will come in, they'll kind of get the minimum amount they really want, and then they'll essentially then kind of a few months later want to borrow more money. So what I was saying is our limit here is 452. Maxing out one of these advances, it's not like a negative thing like maxing out a line of credit. We assume most customers will max out their amount. So if you want to do the full amount, that's completely fine. But if you want to do lesser amount, you can always come back in the future. We can see what renewal options you qualify for, but we can't guarantee anything.
Right, right.
What is your payment right now? I'm sure I can pull it up in your bank statements. What is your daily payment right now?
340, I think 340, 340.
340 a day, okay.
Right,
and then
$7,200 a month.
About $7,200 a month, okay. And then what are your, I've got it here, I can take a look, but I'm just bringing up your merchant statements. About how much do you run on a merchant account per month?
Our MasterCard is runs around 350-ish.
So you run around 350, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. I have a different amount. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right data. I have that you're running around on one account. Do you have multiple accounts?
Yes, we have 8 locations.
Okay, great. Okay. So yeah, if you wanted to do the larger amount, that would just, you know, you can just simple numbers. If you wanted to borrow another $100,000 and you're running, you know, 10% of your sales, another $100,000 would cost you an extra $10 a month. But the good thing about this program is it's much longer than I think you're used to, so it really keeps, you know, flexibility there. But if you want to stick with $250, that's completely fine. No big deal. Go ahead.
Yeah, the payback rate, when you said 10%, that was 10% of the daily Visa processing amount?
Yeah, so the MTA, it's called a holdback percentage. What percentage is held back to remit paying back the loan, and it's 10%.
Okay, of the Visa that day. On 250, what would be the total payback?
Yeah, let me give that to you, not a problem. And I'm assuming you want to do something longer term. Is that your goal, or am I inaccurate?
Right, right. Something around the year and a half or something like that.
Yeah, it's a little longer than a year and a half. It's a year and 8 months. You're looking at a total payback of
$362,500,
correct. Over 20 months.
Wow, for $250.
Correct.
Right.
Are you looking for something that's shorter term? You know, just, you know, I'm not in sales, so you can speak frank with me. I want to make sure your deal was underwritten properly. Were you expecting different numbers, different terms? Just, you know, the conversation stays between us, obviously.
Wow. So a kind of an effective interest rate is around 30%.
See, on a yearly basis, I can give you the exact numbers. What is the current cost of your advance, if you don't mind me asking? What were the terms you were on your current advance? What was it?
Oh, I think it was 716-ish, 15, 16, I think was the math.
Over what term?
18.
Okay.
But the American Express program we used back in 14 was like 9% a year, so that was much more reasonable
Okay.
for a MCA.
You know, and I think kind of the way to address it is, if you're, I think there's a few things to kind of look at. It's both the amount of money you need, do you want an MCA or a loan, and what are the terms you're looking for. So I'm more than happy to kind of figure out, maybe to make sure we understand what you were looking for. Were you looking for the most amount of money? Were you looking for an MCA? Were you looking for a loan? What were your goals here, so I can make sure this file is underwritten properly?
What I'm trying to identify is some program that uses a Visa each day, but the rate be, should be somewhere around 10 or 12 or something reasonable for that kind of a program, was my understanding. But
I think comparing this to an Amex program, which you're used to, is, it's really not a comparison. It's a completely separate program. I mean, what I'd like to do is this. What I can do is this. I can get you out the terms for $250K. You can send Zach your driver's license check. Just so you have a chance to review our contract. It's pretty much boilerplate what you're used to. And then, you know, give us some feedback, give your rep some feedback, and let us know what you think. Would that work for you?
Okay. So what kind of, what would Zach be getting back to me with?
He'd be sending you a contract for you to review, you know, the holdback, just so you have a chance to review the contract. It's pretty, you know, boilerplate. But like I said, I think the nice thing about our program here is, instead of attacking this just from cheaper rate, shorter term, which happens a lot in our industry, you know, we can go up to $452,000, which I think is a much more significant. It's something that can help you grow your business, as opposed to, you know, doing one loan to pay off the other. It's a lot more money that I think could truly benefit you.
Wow. Do you hear that tone? The squeal?
That's just a message coming through on my computer. Don't worry about that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll be thinking about this until Zach calls.
Okay. Do you want him to follow up to get your driver's license and check? Do you want him to give you a call in a bit?
Yeah, I was going to take these numbers here and be thinking. That's a lot. That's very expensive money, you know, for something that would be coming through that solid of a cash flow, you know, is my thinking.
Yeah, I mean, what other options are you considering, if you don't mind me asking?
I just started working on this. Being a small business guy, it's finding time to do this. So I started working a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still. I want to talk to my local bank, see where they are at. They typically have been. It just takes so long to get a loan done these days.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of? By the way, I noticed here that on your credit, you applied with Ascentium Capital for some equipment financing. Did you end up doing any loans with them? Ascentium Capital ran your credit about 3 months ago, it looks like.
Right.
Did you do any equipment loans with them?
We had in the past, that's right. That's who we'd been using for our equipment when we, in 2014, we opened a new store. Used them for that.
Okay. Here's what I would tell you, kind of, and do you currently have a line with your local bank, like a line of credit?
Not really. We've just never have really borrowed that much for our working capital. We just funded it through our earnings.
Okay. Yeah. Let me take the time to give you some feedback. Hopefully, you know, I'm not going to rub you the wrong way, but I think honesty is the best policy. I'm sure you'd agree. So you run a good business. Your business has been around for a long time. That's a great thing. You talk about cost of money, and I'm more than happy addressing it. Working traditional banks really have given up on small businesses when it comes to cash loans. They'll do equipment, they'll do real estate, but they won't. I mean, the amount of banks that we see actually will do cash is very, very, very limited. It's risky, regardless of whether, you know, the credit card machine is hooked up or not. That really doesn't change the risk factors. And let me explain why. It's a cash loan, and there's risk involved, and people can quite frankly, turn off their credit card machines if things go badly, just like they can shut off their bank account if things go badly. There's really not that collateral behind these loans, like a traditional real estate or equipment loan. And just to make sure that I understand, your current payment with us, you have your payment through Ascentium Capital, correct? That's your current lender?
Right.
So, and you said, what amount did you borrow from them initially?
I think it was 100.
It was 100. And what was the term length on that?
18.
18, okay. And you said you're, and so let's just calculate your cost of funds on that because I think it's good to give you an apples to apples comparison. So, and they do their payments 21 days per month, correct?
I think that's right, yeah.
Correct. So if I'm running these numbers, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do $343.92. I'm going to multiply that by 18 months, and I'm going to multiply that by 21 days per month. So I get to a payment of $130,001.76. So if you borrowed $100K from them and it's an 18-month term, that means your payback would be $130.
Right, 18 months.
Yes, so that's 30% over 18 months, correct?
Right.
Okay, so to kind of address some issues, if it comes down to rate, we can match or beat anyone, but I think the inherent advantage of the MCA is what you're looking for is, A, it's more money, and B, it gets you an ability where you don't have to do these renewals, where you just have one lender, so you don't have to go from lender A to lender B. If you want us to provide you a loan option that's cheaper than Ascentium, we're more than happy to do that. But I think the whole advantage of this MCA is it gets you the program you want and, you know, to be blunt, significantly more capital, which I think is a better way to attack something than trying to kind of undercut your current loan. You know, that's what a lot of customers come to us with. They say, hey, you know what, 100 or 150 really doesn't do it for me. I'm looking for something that's larger, and that's the real inherent advantage of an MCA here. Or a larger loan.
Right, right.
So I'll have Zach follow up with you. You know, we're more than happy to get a contract out to you, but if you want us to throw another offer your way, we're more than happy to do so.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Rube.
You got it. Bye-bye.